I'm visiting with artist and Las Cruces native George Mendoza and El Paso native and author Jessica Powers, who's joining us from her home in California, who will be here in El Paso next Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of History downtown, signing and reading from Colors of the Wind, a new children's book on which they have collaborated. Then on the following Saturday, August the 16th, from 10:30 to noon, they'll be at the Brannigan Library, and that's in Las Cruces. Then 3 weeks out, they'll be at Books Are Gems on North Loop. So we'll have several opportunities, and all of them precede the official release of the book September 1st to bookstores. So that's going to be sweet. Nice to get to see the book and visit with both of its creators. How long did it take after you two met, that fateful interview, Jessica, before you had that feeling that you were both excited and maybe, what am I doing, involved in a new project?
You know, it's funny. I can't remember exactly when I first met you, George, but it must have been 2002 or 2003.
I think so. It's at least 10 years ago, yeah.
Oh, that long?
Yeah.
We worked together on putting together sort of an art book, you know, one of those glossy coffee table art books. And so it was in that process of putting together that, and then I was interviewing him so much about his life and his artwork and trying to get at, well, what did you think with this art piece? And slowly over time, this idea of the picture book was carved out, but I think I don't think it came to mind even for several years.
Wow, okay. I was envisioning that on your first meeting, you keep talking and talking after the interview and decide this is a thing to do, but this evolved over a long period.
I don't think I wrote it until 2008 or 2009, maybe.
Well, the thing that surprised me is one day, I think I got an email from you said, here's the kid's book. I don't remember you even telling me you were writing it, which I think is even cooler. Am I right? I don't remember you.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You two are doing some mind reading, it sounds like.
It's like one day I get this email, what color is the wind? Take a look at it. And I think you sent it to your agent. And now she regrets not publishing it, but that's cool. But I think that's the storyline because I really don't remember you saying you're going to write a children's book. I know we were having trouble publishing the art book because of the cost of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it looks so good. It's really a beautiful product. But did you have any trepidation about plunging into the world of visual art, Jessica? Was that comfortable for you?
Well, it's so funny. No, it's not. I feel very stupid, really, when it comes to visual. I don't think in images. In fact, my writing itself, I think, tends to be rather spare. And when I write, I go back over and over and over, and I'm layering different things in. I'm talking about the novels that I write because just those images don't come naturally to me. I don't think visually at all. So it's so funny that I was writing about artists to begin with. I just like to write, and I find life interesting and the world interesting, and I think it was intriguing to me to think about how artists see the world because it's so different from how I see the world. I see the world in words. I dream in words. You know, I will be thinking in words as I dream, you know, and so it is very unusual for me.
That's funny because I dream in colors and visions and, and images.
But when I read, I just had a chance to look through the text of the book, and it is typical of a children's book. The text is sparse, but not all sparse text is well-crafted, and yours is beautifully crafted.
Yes,
it fits together elegantly. I mean, it's a little precise mosaic, a very tight, perfect language that's totally comprehensible. And I really appreciate that because, again, children's books oftentimes are not that well done. So this is a
very special
product. Now, you have another event set up September 20th in L.A. Tell me about that one.
Yes, that's at a bookstore, Libreria de Martinez at Chapman University.
Nice.
It's at the bookstore there, and George will be taking a train out, joining me.
Wonderful.
And I'll drive down from the Bay Area and probably pick you up at the train station, huh, George?
Absolutely.
Look what you guys started, just one simple interview. Yes. I mean, But do you think there's another book?
Oh, yeah.
In you? Jessica, yeah. Are you still breathing? Are you?
Yes, I'm still breathing. I think we've been discussing the possibility of reinvigorating the concept of the art book, but on a different scale.
Right, okay. Right. Jill Morgan came down from Purple House, and she definitely wants to work with Jessica and I on the art book.
And purplehousepress.com is the press that created this book. Now, Jessica, you apparently still work for Cinco Puntos Press, our mm-hmm. local press of fame. And so you do long-distance stuff for them, huh?
Yes, I work mostly in publicity for them, but I also do a little editorial. And of course, they've published two of my books as well.
Ah, well, that's sweet. Yes. Yes, that's a nice relationship, and it's really sweet that you have ties to El Paso. It's such a kick that this kind of talent not only lives in the vicinity, but has managed to converge and create this piece. It seems really magical. George, do you like kids?
I love kids.
Yeah?
Yeah. I tell everybody that my caregiver has two children.
Mm-hmm.
They're both girls. They're 9 and 3. They're absolutely nuts, crazy, insane, you know. And they come into the house and their mom cooks and cleans while we paint and hang out. And I get a lot of ideas from kids. I've done a lot of famous paintings based on my children.
Mm-hmm.
I did a painting called Lulu, which is, her portrait. And I did a painting called Dark Sun, which is about my son, family trees and, children. Mm-hmm. So. I'm very inspired by children, Mexican food, beautiful women, travel, the wind.
Well, I just wanted to check on the kids thing because you are very likely going to be mobbed. My guests are artist and Las Cruces native George Mendoza, author and El Paso native Jessica Powers, and they will both be participating in a series of book parties with Q&A and readings and surprise art projects. And the first one is next Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 2 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of History. That's at 510 North Santa Fe here in El Paso. And then the following Saturday in Las Cruces at the library, the Brannigan. I suspect the schedule would be available at purplehousepress.com. And I want to thank both of you and congratulate you on a fabulous project. And I think I'll see you again.
Okay.
Thank you.